says, so she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. So what's a characteristic of a strange woman? Well, number six, she doesn't have any shame. No shame. Impudent face means without shame. That's what that means. Now, why is it saying that she doesn't have shame? Because verse 14 says, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. So she's talking about spiritual things. Look at verse 15. It says, therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. What is she saying? I spent all this money to buy this. This is expensive stuff. He goes, I've already done my peace offerings. I paid my vows. I got some money right here to pay for these things to create this romantic atmosphere. What do we call that? No shame. The Bible says in Proverbs 30, verse 20, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. No shame. The Bible says, go to, let's see here. You don't have to turn it. I'll read it to you. Jeremiah 6, 15 says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. 1 Timothy 2, 9 says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array. You see, shame is something that is lacking today in young ladies. You know what? We've seen a surge of boldness within ladies. We see a lot of men becoming shamed. They're like ashamed. They're all soft and shy and just a little faggoty and all that stuff. They're not bold. Whereas the ladies have become bold. And we're going to look here in just a bit that this lady was actually the pursuer. Now, she's married, but just think about this. She was pursuing the guy. The guy wasn't pursuing her. She's like enticing him. She's like, I already paid my dues. I bought this. Come, let us take our fill of love.